The next concert on the subscription series for the Shriver Hall concert series will be the Dover Quartet performing Haydn's Joke Quartet and the First String Quartet by George Walker. And then they'll be joined by double bass player Joseph Conyers for Dvorak's String Quintet in G major. And Joseph is the assistant principal bass of the Philadelphia Orchestra. He's also on the faculty of Juilliard. He is a graduate of the Curtis Institute of Music, where he studied with, amongst others, Edgar Meyer. And it's such a pleasure to welcome Joseph on the line from Philly. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So please, won't you introduce us to Norma?
Yes, Norma. Norma is my sidekick. Norma is my double bass. She is English origin because that's the country she was from. However, her parents are Italian. So she's an Italian bass, 221 years old this year. And she's my dearest friend.
And, you know, when we think of the repertoire that includes the low instruments, I think our thoughts immediately turn to Schubert's Trout Quintet and works like that. And I'm wondering if you see any similarities between the Trout Quintet and Dvorak's String Quintet in G major.
That's a great question. Generally, bass parts, and particularly early chamber music, I would call are functional. We're there to support the bass, to accentuate harmonic changes. There is a melody or two in the Schubert, of course, one of the most famous melodies the double bass does actually get to play in the Schubert. However, in the Dvorak, we're moving a little bit more romantic, so our lines are a little bit more interspersed with the rest of the chamber ensemble. They're both very pleasant experiences. I'll say the Dvorak feels a little bit more involved just because the bass plays, again, more of a role, not just accentuating harmonic changes, but being a part of the voice of the ensemble with a line here or there, carrying lines from other instruments. That occurs much more in the Dvorak.
So somebody like Edgar Meyer obviously has contributed a great deal to the repertoire. And then we've got Bottesini and people like that. But talk to me a bit about the extent of the solo and chamber music repertoire for double bass.
It's limited. I'll just say it's limited. I mean, let's face it. For a long time in history, the double bass was not seen, definitely not the solo repertoire, but even chamber music. And sometimes I wonder if that's just because of the size of our instrument and getting around, and it's so much easier for a quartet to travel than to have a bass player who travels. But I will say, particularly in the last 50 years, there are more and more works being written for the double bass, both in traditional string quintet formats, or let's say like a Trout Quintet format, but also new and exciting instrumentations that include woodwinds, even brass. So I would say now in the future is a really exciting time for the double bass for what might be written for our instrument in the future.
I've been speaking to double bass player Joseph Conyers, who joins the Dover Quartet for a program at the Shriver Hall concert series on Sunday, February 26th at 5:30 p.m. There's more at shriverconcerts.org. Thanks so much, Joseph. We really look forward to seeing you in Baltimore.
My pleasure. I look forward to the concert as well.